Welcome to our February edition of Faith and Friendship Spoken Here, our podcast from Saints Isidore and Maria Parish in Glastonbury, Connecticut. And my name is Laura, and I'm here with Michelle. We're talking about love in this month of February. So that love is in the air and swirling around in hearts and flowers and...
Yes, all the superficial stuff, right?
Yeah, all the chocolates and heart-shaped whatevers. And
yes,
you know me, I have my heart necklaces and all my earrings busting out.
Seasonal. Right. Every season we're set for the whole month. So, but yeah, I mean, but that's good. You know, that's your way of like exuding love when you're out at places. You know, we look at you and your spirit and you got your hearts on and we're like, wow, you know, she's really into that. And it's so fun to see that. And, you know, that inspires me to go get some, you know, workwear that has hearts on it, because it just is such a nice symbol in the workplace, Laura. So you're so good about that.
We're talking about love, but then we were saying earlier, Michelle, you and I, just how love is just such a broad topic. Like, it sounds... Oh, great, on paper. Let's talk about love in February. And that makes sense. It's Valentine's Day. But when I started to think about it and put my thoughts to paper, I realized, I mean, and to say it's a large topic is sort of an understatement. There's so much to say that where do we start?
Yeah. So when we were talking earlier and we were talking about Valentine's Day and the obligatory, you know, things that people give one another, we got to talking about showing love to one another, not just one day a year, because, you know, God loves us 24/7, 365. And so we should be carrying that spirit and showing that to other people, and not just in our parish, but, you know, our clients, our family, our friends. And there's a lot of different ways to go about doing that. I mean, you're right, Laura, it's a big topic, but I think we're going to narrow it down to, you know, what love kind of means to us and with our faith, and how we can show others that we love them as Christians. We love them.
My thought always goes to Corinthians, the, you know, famous love is kind, love is... Do you have that in front of you, Michelle?
I have it hanging on a plaque in my hall. If I open my door, I could see the whole thing.
So here it is. The reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. And let's take a look at this. It begins, "If I speak in human and angelic tongues, but I do not have love, I am a resounding gong or a clashing cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophecy and comprehend all mysteries and all knowledge, if I have faith so as to move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing.
If I give away everything I own, and if I hand my body over so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient, love is kind. It is not jealous. It is not pompous. It is not inflated.
It is not rude. It does not seek its own interests. It is not quick-tempered. It does not brood over injury. It does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth.
It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. If there are prophecies, they will be brought to nothing. If tongues, they will cease. If knowledge, it will be brought to nothing.
For we know partially, and we prophesy partially. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away.
When I was a child, I used to talk as a child, think as a child, reason as a child. When I became a man, I put aside childish things. At present, we see indistinctly as in a mirror, but then face to face. At present, I know partially, then I shall know fully as I am fully known. So faith, hope, love remain, these three, but the greatest of these is love.
I've just been really thinking about God's love for us, and that not only is the topic of love vast, but the idea of God's love for us is so vast. I don't even know if I can understand it. Like, I understand the concept, but that he just loves us unconditionally, no matter how many mistakes we make or how many, you know, floods or how many sins we have and how imperfect our lives are. He just wants us to be with him no matter what. I mean, the closest I can come to that understanding is just the way a parent loves a child. You know, they can be fresh and they can knock things down and break things or do things wrong or make decisions that are not healthy. But a parent is always there. But still, we're human, so we're fallible. And right. Actually, this is going back to December, one of Father's homilies, but I referenced it. Father Marquis said that if you peel away all that scripture in its essence, really, it's a story of Christmas, but it's the story of God's love affair with human beings, that God's seeking out human beings and human beings seeking out God.
And guess what happens when they find each other? The experience is one of joy. It can't be anything else. It's joy. And so to really define joy as what it really is, we have to make it originate from the divine. And really what it is when you and I realize something very profound about ourselves, something the world cannot give. And it's this, that we are infinitely loved. Infinitely loved. And that the essence of my being, my soul, is held in being, cared for, and nurtured because it is infinitely loved and nothing can happen to it. And when we take that from our brains and bring it down into our souls, it becomes a part of us.
It's so powerful the way that he phrased that, that you are infinitely loved. We are infinitely loved. And he said, as you're doing your regular routine of prayer, add this one. Lord, help me know in the depth of my soul that I'm infinitely loved by you. Help me to know that I'm infinitely loved by you. He said that twice to just reinforce that it will change your life.
I was doing some different readings on the topic, love your neighbor as yourself. And, you know, it was saying how you must know and believe that God, you know, loves us so that we can then love others. And it goes on to say, you know, love each other deeply and fully and really. Kind of, you know, the love is patient. I love that because I think it's a guideline on how to kind of treat others. And I have it in my home. So in case I'm having that moment with my husband or my dogs, I should take a breath and look at that and kind of recenter myself a little bit. And so that's kind of what I think we're called to do when we're trying to love one another, like God loves us. So, you know, I was thinking about how do we do that? And I think some of the things we do are, you know, you're compassionate towards others. Mm-hmm. You're forgiving towards others. You seek good for them. And you and I were talking about this last one, praying for them, right? So there may be people in your world that maybe have wronged you or, you know, you took offense for something. You know, but we're supposed to forgive and we're supposed to pray for them. And like you had said, Laura, people may have things going on that we have no idea about, right? And so they may have been sharp with you one day, but they could have something in their life that we don't know about. So, you know, that's when we should really reach in to our own faith and do you know, some prayer for them and hopefully that things will get better for them. What do you think, Laura? Is there anything else to that list that you might add?
Well, that the idea of that, you know, loving one another and praying for the person who has the short temper or, you know, the person on the grocery line or the person who's kind of short with me at the, you know, post office or whatever. It could be a coworker, could be a family member, you know, where I'm still practicing. I'm not near having achieved this, but now I have this awareness of they maybe have something going on, or maybe they just got some bad news, or maybe they're worried about something, or maybe they have a loved one who's ill, or they have to take a pet to the vet or something. It has nothing to do with me. I just happen to be the person that is standing in front of them at that moment. So
yeah,
now that I'm, you know, have more awareness of like, wow, this is another person with like a whole nother life going on. It's not about me. Let me say a little prayer for them. It makes me feel better, even though that's something still that I have to remember. I have to remember to do it. It's a conscious effort at this point because it's not something that I've ashamedly not always done. Praying for that other person, I pray for other people in other ways, but not for the people that are short-tempered or angry. I like to do that. It makes me feel better. So I just have to remember to do it. I think that's really powerful.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's part of our faith, right? Is that sometimes there's going to be an uncomfortable season. We're going to have to really lean into our faith and do a lot of praying. And you're right, pray for ourselves, but then pray for others maybe in a situation with us. And I, you know, you had a really good quote from Mother Teresa. And it says, not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love, mm-hmm. right? That small thing done with love can be a very big thing for someone. You know, just helping one another, especially in the winter, it's hard for some folks to get out there, the elderly and things like that. So helping people like that. I told you about my lasagna for my mother-in-law and my neighbor next door who's recently widowed. So I know cooking for one, I've heard both of them say it's really challenging sometimes. They don't really like it. So they rely on maybe some not so healthy options. So I said, okay, problem solved. We're going to make dinner for everyone and make this giant lasagna. Just got the Tupperware and off it goes. And that's something that I was making my dinner anyway. So you just make a little more and you share it. And something like that to them is really big because they're alone and they know you were thinking about them and you did that out of love for them.
I've heard all these stories, you know, emerging. I mean, we're still hearing stories of people being, you know, just being kind to one another in different ways that are maybe not a big deal for that person, but for the person that's receiving it, it is a big deal, you know. So countless stories of, oh, my neighbor is elderly or before the vaccines, you know, can't go out and can't risk getting sick. So, you know, I went to the store for them or I picked up some things or did this errand for them or that type of thing. And I think that has meant a lot to a lot of people, especially during this time. But this just reminds me of when we were little, my sisters and I, and the snow, Michelle, you just reminded me, like, well, my father would make us go outside and we would shovel the snow. This is in the days before everybody had snow throwers. And, well, we certainly didn't. So we had a very long driveway, but, you know, and that's, we learned and we would bundle up and go outside and shovel every 3 hours or every 2 hours and keep up with the snow. But we also would go to the neighbors. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of older people in our neighborhood. He would just say like, okay, time to go next door. And he would go and we would follow him. And we just learned like, that's just what you do. And sometimes they would try to give us, you know, a couple of dollars. And of course, as little kids, we were excited, but my father would say, you know, like, no, like, we're not, we're just,
you know, yeah. I can't see him taking money for you kids doing that now.
But it was so like, and at the time, you know, I don't remember us being like excited about it, but we just knew like, no, this is what you do. Like, this is the right thing to do. And I'm grateful for those experiences. And, you know, my mom too, like we did lots of help out with the neighbors, or we would, you know, bake things or bring things to somebody who couldn't get to the store and that type of thing. So I have lots of memories of that, you know, growing up as well. So I think it's just important too, to just instill that in our own relationships now, that just love of one another and care for one another during these rough, dark times, and in just everyday life where it's, you know, everything's kind of okay, but you know, what's something nice that I can do for somebody that shows our love for them and for God.
Yeah, I think the parish offers definitely a lot of opportunities, diaper drives, food drives, coat drives. So there's always something you can do. You just have to look around a little bit if you're not sure, and our parish will give you some good ideas. So you know, I like that.
I think also by getting involved in the parish, we were talking about this earlier too, that there's so many different ways to get involved. You know, there's the healthcare ministry, and they do the diaper drives, they do the, you know, blood pressure screenings and that type of thing, you know, so caring for our bodies, caring for one another, caring for people that can't buy diapers or can't get enough diapers, that type of thing. We're getting involved in bringing a family from Afghanistan, I believe. So everybody kind of coming together to support a family, and lots of other things, as well as, you know, the different kinds of events that we put on. It's just nice to have this community of people who care about each other and who will do little small things for one another that become really important to others of us, and build that network.
And I think we're going to start going back maybe to in-person things. You know, everybody's going back to church in person. I think that's so important to be face-to-face. The screens are great for what they're used for, but there's nothing like the face-to-face interaction, especially when you're dealing, you know, with the underserved population. It's really nice to just get down and just to talk to people and just show love by whatever you're doing, helping with meals for them or providing coats, whatever that is. It's really nice to see people and talk to people. And it's a good way to share your faith. You know, and really get the word out there about your faith. And, you know, you never know, you might get someone who's really looking to make a positive change in their life and, you know, find the Lord. So, yeah, I love the face-to-face outings. I think they're very helpful for everyone.
Yeah, I'm excited as things are. It feels like we're coming back to life, you know, the church and the parish, but certainly, you know, the world around us. I mean, spring is coming, Michelle, even. You know, our last podcast, we talked about light and darkness. And now, I mean, at 4:50 today or 5 o'clock, there was still light outside. So we, even in the space of 4 weeks, you know, to see the light growing and the warmth of like spring is coming, it feels closer. And we're getting close to the beginning of Lent and Ash Wednesday.
Yes.
It's the beginning of March. So things feel hopeful, but they feel like they're moving along. And, you know, still there's just God's love behind all of that, just generating that love, and just the kind of the infinite love. It just keeps repeating and keeps growing. Father Mark said something. He said something on Sunday that was also really beautiful. And well, the windows in the church are the clear glass. And so he said, you know, look up and look out. It was after the storm. I think we had a storm on Friday, but the Sunday was very bright. And he said the sun is brilliant today. You know, it's bright and the sky was like white. And he said, we're looking out there at the bright light. But he asked us to notice what happens on a cloudy day or when there are, you know, dark storm clouds blocking the sun. And he said, you don't realize that the sun never stops shining. I have never really thought about it. You know, he said, but it's shining all the time, even behind the dark clouds. And even when it's night, the sun is still shining. And that really reminded me of God's love and how it's always present, even when we can't see it or we're not consciously thinking about it, that it's always there. It's just there all the time. And we just have to remember, hey, the clouds will part and we'll be able to see the sun. But even when we can't, you know, God is still there. God's with us at every moment. And so, you know, Michelle, how do you think we can cultivate the sun in one another's lives? I was thinking.
Well, I definitely think prayer. I think praying for one another is a really selfless, kind way to show love. Just praying for one another, especially if someone's having a dark season, just praying for them. Maybe let them know that you're praying for them, you care for them, you're thinking about them. And I would say, just by being present for people.
Mm-hmm.
I think nowadays, especially because we're screen time a lot, I think people have become easily distracted. So I like the idea of just when you're with your family and friends, be present for them. You know, show them that you're giving of yourself, you're giving of your time, and you really want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that we need to get back to that a little bit too. For me, I've been thinking about that. And, you know, I guess I would also say, I really love, you know, love others in the same way you love yourself. So however we get through those dark, cloudy days, we know that we're never alone, right? We know that we're never alone. And, you know, we try to be as kind to ourselves as we can, taking care of our physical self, our spirituality, and kind of resonating that with others. You know, I think that's how we love others as we love ourselves. That's my viewpoint on it anyway. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I have a couple of just other things that you're making me think of, but, you know, praying for others, which I think comes naturally to a lot of us. Well, for myself, like, I think that we also have to be the same way that we pray for others to ask for those same prayers for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, where we're asked for, we're compassionate with others, are patient and kind, what others might be going through, to ask God for the same gifts for us. You know, mm-hmm. May we be kind to ourselves. May I be patient with myself, compassionate toward myself, and not the hard on ourselves, but kind to ourselves, you know, which feeds our wanting to, you know, give that love. We're kind to ourselves first, and we can give that back. And then that also expands God's love. And because we're sharing it, just like God is sharing his love with us.
Yeah.
So I have a prayer to St. Valentine. I thought maybe we can end with that.
Sure.
All right. So in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Saint and glorious martyr, teach us to love unselfishly and to find great joy in giving. Enable all true lovers to bring out the best in each other. Let them love each other in God and God in each other. In prayer to Saint Valentine. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Thanks, Michelle. I think probably our next podcast topic is going to be related to Lent, Ash Wednesday, and the beginning of the next season in church, and what that means for prayer, what that means for us and our faith as we go forward and grow forward, looking forward to that and what that's going to bring.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I guess we can say Happy Valentine's Day, right? Since we're talking about love today, we ended with the poem, and we just wish everybody a really nice Happy Valentine's Day. And just know that you're loved, not just that one day, but all the days.
Laura and Michelle with Faith and Friendship Spoken Here, a production of the Mental Health and Communications Ministries of Saints Isidore and Maria Parish in Glastonbury, Connecticut. We'd love to get your feedback on and topics for the podcast moving forward. Send those along to contact@isidoreandmaria.org. That's contact@isidoreandmaria.org. Thanks to our pastor, Father Mark Sislenko, for supporting this project. Our music is courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions in Turner's Falls, Massachusetts. I'm Carol Vassar. Thanks for joining us.